I didn't get a blowjob while I ate it.
Let's get into the world of meth.
I thought you were going to do an email.
Now we've started watching Succession. Yeah.
He doesn't know shit, so he shouldn't be opining on shit.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, episode number 283. Very stoked to have you back in the mix, but even more so.
Baby's choice, it's a choice I make. Baby's choice.
Watch me shit. Stoked to have Mr. Ed Daly back in the mix after a long, what's it been, like 5 weeks sojourn?
Yeah, it was a long one, but
yeah.
What was with that gap? That felt like 5 weeks. Did you say something, or you just something happened?
Oh, I played the. Did you not hear that? I played the Daly's Choice song.
Oh, I didn't hear anything. So it just sounded like you had some sort of senior moment.
Oh, no, it could be an equipment related issue. We'll have to see how it comes out in yeah. the edit.
Well, it's got to come out better than when we did that movie, and then you recorded the bath. You left in the bathroom break.
How dare you? So we recorded St. Elmo's Fire, and so, most people don't
know. I mean, most people have heard that. Most people have heard me, you know, more recently because we stacked a couple episodes, but
that's true.
Yeah. But we haven't done a podcast since I believe it was July 15th.
I normally, because so I don't have to listen to the whole thing when I edit,
sounds like it's doing.
Wait, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, when I record an episode, I'll make a note if there's a big edit that needs to happen somewhere, so I don't have to re-listen to the whole thing every time. And I did that on that one, but the problem was we banked it, so it was just sitting for a couple weeks before I got to it, and at that point I'd forgotten. But then, like a true pro, once you shamed me for leaving that bathroom break in that episode on Twitter, I went back and re-edited and uploaded. So most people didn't even, that's like the, that's like having the first White Album, you know, original pressing. Like if you have that episode, you're like the only one that has it, because now as it sits online, there's no big mistake in the St. Elmo's Fire episode other than Joel Silver's movie that we reviewed that we come to learn is being
What?
As a series on Netflix. And no way they're going to have any, like, the Rob Lowe guy, the sax guy, 100% it's not going to be a sax this time. And B, he's definitely not going to be as rapey as Rob Lowe was.
Yeah.
First.
Because the scene where he tries to rape one of the friends is when, Jules, like, this group doesn't exist anymore.
Well, right. It's,
we're out here.
Casual attempted rape is not tolerated these days. You don't get to come over later and bash through the front door and light up a cigarette for your friend who's about to nearly cold draft herself to death.
I wouldn't mind if it once again shit on Georgetown, because I've known some real turds from Georgetown. Yeah, a real spoiled kid school. Yeah, so
children of privilege.
Yeah. You know, when I was in England for a month out of that 5 weeks, but then I was in Croatia and Italy for a combined week. And the thing that was funny was just how typical, like everybody was like, people were great. But people played into stereotypes in a way that, like, I was in three different cities in Italy, and so we took trains, and the trains smelled like fucking cologne, like crazy amount of cologne, and everybody loves their heaters. Outside of London, London is, you know, like one of our cities, but man, the smoke in Croatia was unbelievable. And in Croatia, we had to take a bus somewhere. band.
Oof. Whoa, yeah. Was there anybody like with live chickens on the bus?
Yeah. That's what I was expecting. But it was like we were in this sort of resort town. Like it wasn't a resort, but we were in a beach town, and then there were ruins because where we were was like just a short ferry ride away from Venice. So there used to be the Venetian Empire. So they had like, you know, 2,000-year-old ruins and colosseums there. So, but we had to take a bus there because we didn't rent a car. And The dude was blasting polka music, the bus driver, polka music.
Shut up.
The whole time. It was unreal. And you just like think like, all right, what is a Croatian bus driver going to do? And yeah, he played into what you would sort of think, just blasting polka music. And probably the funniest moment I had was we were at an outdoor cafe in, I believe, Florence, and this dude with like a Megadeth tee, cut off sleeves, long hair, looked pretty grizzled, just sits down at the cafe and he just orders a glass of vino. And just sits there and sips it like he's in some foreign, you know, classy movie.
So badass.
But it's just
so
funny. Badass. Like everyone there loves their wine. And like
so badass.
You wouldn't expect the Megadeth guy to still have a little glass of vino.
It's so badass. I just love it. That should be my life. I should be that guy. I love hearing that. That's great.
Yeah. It was cool though. It was good, but I don't know. We're gonna figure out it. London. It was a lot easier with little kids. Once they get older, it's just harder to entertain.
Yeah, it's.
I just don't know what to do with them because camps cost so much fucking money. Like a camp is what our trip costs.
Yeah. It's my kids are at that age. My kids are a little bit older than yours, and they just went back to school today, and it was like fucking video game summer. Like,
yes. Same. I mean, we had a fight with him. Like, hey, we are in Italy and we need to leave to go like check out some major shit. And no, I'd just rather play Fortnite and or whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, dude. It is so hard. And you think you're the only one, but it's like it's just everybody's kids, unless you're one of these like Waldorf school weirdos where you're like, hey, no screens. My kids don't have screens. And then it's like, well, your kid's going to be fucking weird.
I know people talk about that or no television except for Saturdays or something like that. It's like, well, I congratulations on being super parent, fuckface.
Yeah, that's what it's a badge they can wear.
Yeah, like fuck you. All right. My kids watch TV and it's okay. They're doing okay in school, but fuck off.
Yeah.
And one funny, like drunken British thing. I went out with a buddy of mine who a British guy, and some of his like ex work colleagues and just guys were just bombed. And we went to this little dinky restaurant, and it was one of those weird places that just has a random celebrity photo, like in their window. It's like a little Chinese restaurant. It was this guy. I had to be told who he was. A guy named Gary Lineker, who's like maybe he was like the captain of the England soccer team in the 80s or something. You know, he was like a big deal. Now he's a commentator or something.
Yeah.
Well, these guys were like, hey, we came in here because of Gary Lineker. So Gary Lineker better sit at dinner with us. And so different guys in this staff like took turns holding up the picture with Gary Lineker on it in front of their face and just sitting there with us and everybody like posing for pictures with him. It was pretty funny.
That is amazing. I love that.
Just drunken craziness. I was just sitting there. I had nothing to do with it. But like, I didn't even know who he was. But yeah, these British guys played into form and just got tuned up. I mean, I got tuned up enough, but not to the point where I was demanding a poor waiter pretend he's a guy by holding a picture up in front of his face.
Gary Winston Lineker is an English former professional footballer and current sports broadcaster. He holds England's record for goals in the FIFA World Cup finals with 10.
Okay, so that like so he was the guy probably when they were kids.
He's also pretty easy on the eyes, I would say.
Yeah, he looked pretty handsome, but it was weird. Yeah. Like, why was he in the window? It was like Chow Fun whatever the restaurant was.
Because he's been there once.
Yeah, he went there once. It's like a, you know, a dry cleaner that has the pictures there. And so I do want to point out, while I was gone, somebody died, and, you know, I thought we should pay respect to him. And he's not as well known as he should be, but a guy named Ralph Whittington, he died at the age of 74. And while he worked at the Library of Congress for 36 years, that's not what made him famous. And he did have more than 5,000 early recordings of rhythm and blues and doo-wop music, but that's not what made him famous, nor did living at home with his mother in Clinton, Maryland. He was the world's foremost erotica collector extraordinaire.
Didn't we talk about this guy? Didn't he have a museum in his house or something?
Oh, we might have talked about him. Well, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. He spent more than $100,000 on his collection. And this was one of the quotes in his obituary. I'm not like some guy who says, I only read Playboy for the articles. I mean, I really do take a hands-on approach. I like high heels and big legs, but I collected everything except gay porn and child porn.
Well, oh, he's too cool for gay porn?
He's cool with everything, but he can't take a little gay porn? I mean, I've clicked accidentally on it a couple of times.
We know about you.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Just a couple more bullet points. I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I thought it was good.
I thought, you know, it for a while there, I was like, where the fuck is this going? But then where it went, I loved it.
Couple things about that movie. It's like not my favorite Tarantino movie, but it was really good.
It might be my seventh or eighth favorite. But I love all his shit.
It's great. I liked, you know, it's basically sort of like a love letter to a time period that Tarantino is very much seated in aesthetically, and it's a cool time capsule of LA. I would like to point out that I own the jacket that Brad Pitt's character Cliff Booth wears throughout the movie. But the problem is that back then, and I'm probably about Brad Pitt's height. The problem is back then everybody wore their pants up so high that the jacket is like a capelet on me. It like barely comes down to my ribs, and I've had it for years. And I was watching the movie. I'm like, hey, I got that jacket. How come it looks normal on him? Because they wore their pants so high, it doesn't look that short. But these days, we wear our pants more around our waist, and there's a big gap between the jacket and the pants. I love that movie. I liked that movie. I thought the part where he went to Spawn Ranch was incredible.
My favorite part. Yeah. The way the tension of that, I loved it.
Yes, that's what. Tarantino,
that's when I finally was on.
Best. Yeah.
But like when I got to that point in the movie, I was like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like,
that was pretty sweet. And the whole Caleb Dakota part where, DiCaprio's character, Rick.
Oh, he's falling apart.
Yeah. Where he starts to realize that it's, you know, it's probably over for him, and he fucking gives that amazing performance. I thought it was very good. Very good acting. Probably some awards will be won. And I'm not one. I have the shortest attention span in the world, and people are like really dragged on. Really, it's really way too long. I did not get that feeling at all. I never got bored for a second during that movie. It didn't feel long at all to me. I thought it was. I thought it moved along nicely. I liked it.
And I'm a fan of Bruce Lee. But the controversy around it...
Overblown.
Come the fuck on. I mean, yes. I've seen like a making of Enter the Dragon, and every interview of Bruce Lee was that pontificating guy. Like, he's entertaining as hell in his movies.
Sure.
But he was this guy who like really took himself way too seriously.
Yeah. And it's just, you can poke fun at people, even if they're gone. Right. Like, you can... They didn't make him a fucking child molester. They just made him a guy with a big ego. Like, calm down. I thought it was great.
That was a fun little scene. Another thing that happened, and we're not going to get into the whole thing, But the whole Epstein death, I could not. I had to get off social media for like 3 days. I hate conspiracy theories.
Right.
I hate it. And everybody on both directions, everybody had their theories on who. Listen, lots of people were happy that he died for various reasons.
Yeah.
But like when I started seeing people try to take information from the coroner's report and be like, oh, that seems a little more severe than what the fuck do you know about somebody hanging themselves? The whole thing. Fuck conspiracy. There's just no conspiracies out there. It'll come out in like 3 days if there's a conspiracy. There's nothing.
Yeah. He killed himself.
Killed himself.
Obviously.
And a lot of people were probably suggesting it.
Easier way out for him.
Yes.
Just like it is for anybody that takes their own life. He was looking at, you know, who knows what he knew. He probably knew a lot of stuff about a lot of people. And maybe that's the reason he killed himself, or maybe he just was thinking about spending the rest of his life in a cage, and he'd been in a cage for a couple months already, and he was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm old as fuck. I got an egg-shaped dick. I used to fuck little girls. I am out of here. Like, what? He killed himself. Right. Who cares?
But no matter what happened, and this is kind of my view on religion, no matter what is going on, you don't know. Whoever's got the theory on something, they don't know. Nobody knows shit.
No, like nobody knows shit.
But everybody, you know, they started piecing things. Everybody turned into fucking Columbo.
He took it with him to the kingdom of heaven. He gets to go to heaven, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody gets to go to heaven, right? It's kind of an interesting system we have here.
Yeah. One last thing, because it just happened in sports. Andrew Luck, the critics, like a Gottlieb. Calling it a Doug millennial
Gottlieb
issue
from Orange County, California. Doug Gottlieb, good
dude. He's trying to like blame millennials for the guy retiring. Like what? He's set for life. He doesn't feel like dealing with injuries.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if there's one guy in the NFL that you can expect to make a reasoned decision for himself, it's that guy. He was the most articulate interview.
I liked how when he was, I think I heard on the radio, he was explaining his reasoning. He's like, you know, this cycle of being injured and then being hurt and then having to rehab and then getting injured again. He's like, it was just took its toll. It was just too much. I didn't want to do it anymore. And I was listening. I'm like, this guy does not sound like a football player. Like, he just does not fit the mold at all. And good for him. More guys should get all the fucking money and leave.
Yes.
The game makes your fucking brain not work anymore. Like, why would you do that any longer than you need to?
Anytime you see these reunions, they're really sad. There's so many guys that are just pretty much wearing a dribble bib at the end.
So sad. If you have the opportunity to leave with your brain intact, you should do so.
And I also want to point out when Gottlieb said, oh, the millennial taking the easy way out, Doug Gottlieb didn't finish his career at Notre Dame because he took his roommate's credit card. So Mr. Doesn't like the easy way out, took a fucking credit card.
Yeah, he went to town. That was a big thing. Went to Okie State after that.
which was the most rogue program, that guy.
Played for old Eddie Sutton.
Eddie Sutton was a full-on goon.
All right, well, let's reacquaint ourselves with some of the voicemailers.
All right.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do.
Here we go.
And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tit.
He's been well.
Now you're gonna have to paraphrase because I can't hear you.
Oh, really? I don't understand. It's a technical issue. Okay, I'll tell you what he says here. it's actually kind of your win because you're not going to have to. And this is a long one, so I'll translate for you. Okay, you ready?
All right, let's go. Okay,
here we go.
All I need.
Okay, he's singing.
He got right to the point, right? I assume he got right to the point.
No, unfortunately, we're 8 seconds in, and he's singing. This is Manuel, by the way. He's singing the Jack Wagner "All I Need," but the right. Rights a Bill
Fancy.
Version. Yeah, Fancy Sauce's intro. Okay, let's get through this quickly.
It's just 'cause she's 69. My glass bong, fire weed, a bitch that dude from New York in LA second dude, I'm a G.
Oh, so he likes weed and he wants to fight Brad in New York.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Oh, I mean, Brad has done more for Manuel's brand than really anyone.
Couldn't agree more. I don't know if you happened to hear while you were gone, but we have had a friend of the show, Travis Rogers, in as a guest, and he loved the Manuel Ingardenia voicemail intro. I mean,
yeah, who doesn't? It's great.
It is. It's an earworm. I mean, it's just.
Of course it is.
You can't not love it. And like us, Mrs. Oldish wonders what happened to Oldish, former listener of the show. Haven't heard from him.
Somebody must know something.
Yeah, he got very bullied by the people on Twitter. He was a big fan of ours. He used to send lots of emails. He would recap the highlights of the show on Twitter.
Yeah, but it's one thing if he got bullied off Twitter. But we've never bullied. No. And so we never bullied. So if he's still a fan, you would think sending an email to us, just being like, hey, I'm still around, just not tweeting quotes of your show or suggestive things to Kate.
Yes, right. Just give us a hey-ish. If you're out there, pal, let us know you're live, buddy. Shoot me an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, or like Manuel here did, call us up. 949-464-TBLS. Hell yes. Okay, let's get through this. We're almost halfway.
Oh, rat Sphinxes in Glendale. Fran bitch in Glendale. The rest of you haters.
See, I think this Manuel is a caller to the Jim Rome show, and you've never heard the Jim Rome show. I haven't heard the Jim Rome show in a decade, at least. Not familiar with it. This is not the Jim Rome show that we're broadcasting right now. We're doing podcast.
I got to point out, because sometimes when I listen to a show and there's a lot of inside baseball stuff, I just fade out altogether.
100%.
And the start of your, I think it was last week, the Swayze Roadhouse. There was a lot of talk between Jason and Mark the Nomad about this smack off champion. I don't know any of it.
Yeah,
and I'm just saying it's cool that you have this thing that's another part of your life, but it's why you can't get too into the weeds in another show, because I'm never in my car. I wouldn't even know where to find Jim Rome.
It's not on in your city.
Oh, I didn't know if it's the Nationals. I don't know, but like it gets very specific to. I don't know any of it. And please, please, whatever you do, don't try to explain to me what Smack Off is.
It's on in places, but not the big markets like where we live.
Okay,
L.A. It's not on the radio here, and New York never been on the radio. So it's not, but it's fine. You guys can have that.
But that can be the other thing.
Yeah, just don't do it here, because I'm going to let him try to make a point here. I'm going to give him 12 more seconds.
Trying to get me on Twitter, what have you. Hey, I ain't going nowhere.
He's airing his Twitter grievances that I don't even know about. He's talking to another listener, I think. Okay. 7 more seconds.
I don't know what you guys did. Get rid of other cats in the past. but that's right. I am Manuel from Gardein.
Okay. I think he's kind of holding it down for Ish. I can't really tell. I don't know. I don't know what he was getting at. Let's do another email or another voicemail here. I don't know why you can't hear these.
I always could in the past, but I cannot.
Definitely not my fault. Let's try this one. I've just hit a switch. See if this changes anything.
Ballers, Ben Mano 6 here. Just giving a call. Wondering if you guys have gone to Burger King yet for one of those Impossible Whoppers. I'm hoping you guys have a strong take. And have had the opportunity to sample that delicious delicacy for Burger King. Keep it baller.
Okay, that was Ben 906.
I heard something about Burger King.
He wants to know if we've tried the Impossible Whopper. You and I have not discussed this previously, but I'm going to go ahead and say no for both of us.
Think of all the we've talked about, like in an airport or something. I've gotten McDonald's over the years. I don't know if I've had Burger King since college. Like I don't know if I've been there.
I was on a road trip and everyone in the car was starving and it was literally the only thing around. And this was probably in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it was. I'm still bummed out about that run to Burger King. It bummed me out so much. The tomatoes in my burger were hot. The whole thing was fucking disgusting.
Hot tomatoes and hot lettuce in a burger.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
I think they take them and they throw them in the microwave for like 30 seconds before they give them to you. And that's why the produce is all hot. Disgusting. And here, let me tell you about Impossible Burger, okay? Or the other one, whatever the other one's called. Look at the fucking ingredients of that shit, okay? There is no way that what you're eating is healthier than meat. It's filled with fucking bullshit that is not food, that is laboratory raised. It's mostly partially hydrogenated soy oil, which is basically the worst substance on the planet resembling food that you can put in your body. Like, just if you don't want to eat meat, cool. You don't have to eat meat, but just eat some vegetables. You don't need to make something that's like meat because it is way worse for you. Fuck the Impossible Burger. I will not be trying it. Hey, maybe somebody's got one. They're like, you want a bite of this? I'll do that. I'm not wasting a fucking burger on an Impossible Burger. And I'm never going to Burger King. So fuck all that noise. Fuck it all. I'm not doing it. Ed?
Agree wholeheartedly. Although, I mean, my health took a real nosedive with my vacation. Yeah. So I'm going to be like a monk until about Halloween. But I am intrigued by the Popeyes sandwich because
I'm into that.
Because I've told you so many times, Popeyes is delicious. The best. It's the best by a country mile in the fast food world.
I'm into it. The problem
and is, I like that it's taking shots and my buddy it works on the advertising for Popeyes, so he was part of the team taking shots at Chick-fil-A, which
love
I liked.
Love that shit. I definitely will do the Popeyes thing. I saw our friend Travis Rogers posted a video from the guys on his radio show went to Popeyes and the line was pretty long. Here's the issue for me. The area that I live in, for whatever reason, doesn't really have any Popeyes anywhere around here. I would have to, hold on, let's look it up. Is there like a Popeyes locator? I'm going to look right now because I can honestly say there is no, okay, so there's a map here. Hold on. There's one in Mission Viejo. That is not too far from me. That is, you know.
It's worth a trip?
10 minutes away. I could do, well, 20 with traffic. I'm going to do it. I'm going to find my way soon. Here's the other issue, though. There's a... It's my understanding that there's an exorbitant wait for this sandwich, at least here locally? Like,
I'm going to wait. I mean, I plan on waiting like 2 months, but.
Okay, yeah. I'm with you.
I will do it because.
I'll do it.
Popeyes is fucking delicious.
There's a, there's some places, you know, these places get popular. There's this place in downtown LA, they make an egg sandwich. And it's called Egg Slut.
Mm.
And they make this egg sandwich, and it's in this like big food hall. It's called like, Grand Central Market maybe. And it's like this big warehouse, and it's all these places making killer food, like everything, like every kind of food from around the world you can think of. There's fucking noodles, and there's tacos, and there's Salvadoran food, and there's fucking everything. Anything you can think of is there. And there's this place, Egg Slut, and it's right in the front of it. And there, every day, there is a line around the building to get this egg sandwich.
Yeah.
And the line is easily an hour long every single time. And so I've been there. I went. And I think maybe the time we were there, the line was like 30 to 45 minutes. And I went and got a beer, like from one of the beer, you know, breweries in
right.
there, and I just had a beer while I waited in line, and it was like, you know, okay. And then I got the egg sandwich, and I'll be honest, pretty good egg sandwich. Like, comes on a brioche bun, and they scramble the eggs, but they do them like real, like kind of like, I don't know, like French style, where they're like kind of wet but delicious,
like
custardy. And they put some bacon on there, and it's fucking great. It's a great sandwich. It's not a 45-minute wait sandwich.
Very few things are worth waiting for.
No. I didn't get a blowjob while I ate it. And right next to it, there's a fucking traditional, like, Mexican taco stand where they're doing, like, chicharrones and, like, any kind of taco, lengua, like, all the killer tacos. And if you walk by, they'll just be like, hey, and they'll take a chunk of carnitas and shove it in a fresh corn tortilla that someone just made right there, and they'll just hand it to you for free just to try. And it's like, you don't have to wait at all for that. Or you don't even have to pay anything. They just give you tastes. Like,
yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's better than Egg Slut. So
there you
I don't go. Know. I'm going to go to Popeyes.
The thing is, I'll go eventually, but just like going to movies on opening night, like I don't, that phase of my life is over that I need to be there first. Waiting at the Apple store, that kind of bullshit. Totally like, no.
Totally agree. Okay, I'm going to play the intro that for some reason you can't hear.
Right.
And then. We could talk about what's happened in the world of sports since you've been gone. Hold on, I gotta find a song to play here. I usually play this one right here. My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I'll sing it for you, Ed. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. Beautiful voice, this writes a bill.
If you see something on my hair,
very high. This gets way up there.
I'm not a man. It's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ugh. Beautiful song. Ed, what has been happening while we've been away? What is going on in the world of sports?
So when I see a story, I just try to flag it that might be interesting, but there are too many. So we're just going to do some countdowns, and then towards the end of the countdown, we can maybe expand. Number nine. Tom Brady lost an attempt to trademark the term Tom Terrific, which has been used for Tom Seaver since like the 60s.
I didn't know that about Tom Seaver. Tom Brady gets fucking weirder by the minute. He's so weird. He's so odd. He's like a robot. Fuck Tom Brady. Fuck Boston.
And Tom Terrific is a pretty lame nickname.
Yeah,
that's something
dumb.
that that belongs in the 60s when, like, yes, you would hear that, you know, coming out of Ralph Kiner's mouth. Like, that's not, you know, right, on or This Week in Baseball. Like, you don't, nobody says shit like that. Magic Johnson celebrated his 60th birthday, and he celebrated by tweeting a list of his favorite 60 TV shows. The first show listed on that was 21 Jump Street.
That can't be true. Well, I think,
and not featured on the list of 60 shows. And he had like stuff like Gunsmoke and shit like that, but not featured Breaking Bad.
He's close friends with Rodney Pete, who's married to Holly Robinson.
Okay, so that's why.
Who I'm assuming got balls deep.
Do you think he buys those pills from Rodney Pete in the infomercials?
Oh, I don't know. Is Rodney Pete selling pills?
I've definitely seen it. Frank Thomas has something. Rodney Pete has
something. Oh, I know about Frank Thomas.
Hey. The
big hurt.
You know those minor league baseball promotions. Love, well, a man died after choking during taco eating contest at a minor league ballpark.
I mean, sad?
Yeah, there's a lot going wrong here. First of all, what could the payoff been that you're inhaling tacos to the point that you're going to kill yourself?
It's, yeah, not enough. $10 million.
Yeah, it's just not enough to go that fast at a minor league ballpark.
No.
Another shitty failed trademark move. Ohio State tried to trademark the word the Ohio State, where all those turds on Monday Night Football would announce it that way.
I mean, I saw on the I agree with you, but I saw like a picture of a hat. It was a red hat with white embroidered the word "the" on it, but it was in that Ohio font.
Yeah,
I mean, it looked kind of cool. I agree with you 100%. Fuck Ohio State. Also, the hat looked kind of cool.
While we're on the subject of Ohio State, one of their former basketball players was suspended by FIBA for after he took a urine test and it revealed he was pregnant.
That is
DJ Cooper.
I feel like that was on a show or something. You're not supposed to get the urine from a lady, or you're supposed to get it from like a grandma or something, just in case.
Miami Marlins had to apologize for blaming the Tampa Bay Rays for killing Steve Irwin. It was a pretty good move by the social media guy. They were like talking shit on you know, the little team accounts, and he's like, well, at least we didn't kill Steve Irwin. And then they had to apologize.
I mean, that's pretty funny. I saw today my man Gritty. I like when these social media accounts go at each other. I saw that my man Gritty was going at the LA Kings mascot Bailey because he was doing a gender reveal and the pinata was like impossible to break open. But also, they gave Bailey like a wiffle ball bat to break open a pinata.
You need a
bat. Like, it's supposed to take a few shots to break it open. Sure. Not really Bailey's fault, but I do like when like mascots and teams go after each other. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But unfortunately, the fact that they had to apologize showed just how shitty it all is. That like we can't just joke with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to apologize about. Nobody was actually thinking the Tampa Bay Rays killed Steve Irwin. They were just talking about the animal.
It's fish. It's a pretty funny joke.
Yeah, a good joke. Braves fan. Now this one, a guy got arrested for trying to bring something. He tried to bring cocaine inside his cowboy boot, and he got arrested at SunTrust Park. Now, how the fuck did they find? You know, it's not an airport to get into a Braves game.
I know.
You have to take off your fucking boots to get into a Braves game?
No, this is crazy to me. Well, is it?
How do you get cocaine? And cocaine is, it's not like you brought a 40 in. How much? I mean, was it a brick of cocaine? What could you possibly have that would get caught? It would be so hard to get caught in a stadium.
It's crazy. Just have the cocaine in your pocket. It's not like they pat you down at the game.
Hey, guess what? If they pat you down and there's a baggie of cocaine, that's not suspicious. That's not going to be a handgun or a knife.
Yeah. They're not looking for that kind of thing. I will say this, though. Imagine having to sit next to this guy if he had have gotten his blow, his yayo, into the ball game. Because he'd be like,
very chatty.
He'd be chatting your ear off. He'd be like, you know what we got to do? We got to start a business. Hey, you ever see Chipper Jones? What do you think about Chipper Jones? He's a pretty good hitter, right?
Hey, how about a double steal here? Double steal here.
Not a lot of switch hitters left in the game. You don't see too many switch hitters like old Chipper back in the day. And what do you think about that? And he's like, John, and his mouth's all dry, and he's fucking trying to start a business with everybody. Like, fuck off. No thanks.
Yeah, it does sound exhausting. All right, let's keep it in the cocaine family. Our number two sports story, Georgia Southern quarterback charged with cocaine possession because the cops thought they found it on the hood of his car. It turned out to be bird shit. So anyone who wants to dispute that there's some real institutional racism going on,
yeah,
just look at that story. Because who stores their cocaine on the hood of their car?
That's not where you want to put
your cocaine. Yeah, would kind of blow away, right?
Well, they'd be like, it's residue. You got residue. This is residue. I did see that some guy came back from Jamaica, and he brought back some honey from his trip. I guess they have good raw honey down there, and they accused him of it being meth.
And he spent all the time, right?
Yeah, like 2 months. And then they like tested it. And of course, that testing bullshit that they do finds anything to be drugs. And then they realized, then they like got the different test results back, but all the fucking government workers was during the shutdown. So like everybody was furloughed at the time. So they're like, oh no, you're just gonna have to stay in jail. Just sit here a while for fucking bringing honey. You wanna guess the racial profile of the guy?
Well, the Jamaican guy was clearly white, right? Yeah,
obviously. Yeah, white guy.
And then
has a white guy ever been jailed for 2 months for bringing honey into the country? I don't think so.
It's a fucking bummer. And I definitely have friends that deny that racism is still a thing. Hey, a president got elected. How could there still be racism? Yeah, there is. The number one story over the last 5 weeks. MLB warns players to stop using gas station sexual enhancement pills as they might lead to a positive PED test.
Yeah.
So that the fact that they had to issue an official warning means lots of these meatheads. Because if it was like one guy,
yeah,
that's one thing. There are a lot of these guys buying the gas station dick pills.
So these ball players.
They're smart, right?
They fuck a lot. They're not super wise. They fuck a lot. They do a lot of fucking. And it's my understanding. I've never tried one, but I've talked to people that have. And it's my understanding that these gas station dick pills are effective.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because they tell you they're like...
Is this the Lamar Odom shit?
Yes. And some are better than others. And some you shouldn't combine with others. And there's a whole thing. But the thing is they're like, oh, these are herbal. But so they don't have to... The FDA doesn't have to sign off on them. But they come from fucking China. And so in China, they just take actual Viagra and they put it in the mix of the pill. And then they put a whole bunch of other shit in there too. So it has
nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it is like Rope City when you take one of these fucking dick pills. 100%. I heard they're extremely
effective. I have not tried them.
No, I have not either.
I got to tell you, there's a part of me thinks of Lamar Odom and doesn't want to take them, but part of me thinks that might be kind of good idea.
A couple episodes ago, I can't remember what the context was. Might have been St. Elmo's. I don't remember. But I was talking on the show about the number of sessions you should have with a broad on an overnight encounter, and the maximum number of sessions is two.
Yeah, it's two. That sessions. Was you did that show, I think, with Kate,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I meant to chime in. That is correct.
Yeah.
Because it had to do in the context of the chick bragging about the bachelor or bachelorette, whatever. The one who was saying, I fucked like four times in a windmill.
Right. Yes. And it was.
Too much.
Yeah, just too much. It's not that good. Like one nice session at night is good. If you're going for another one, it's not going to be. It's the law of diminishing returns. And then in the morning, if you guys got your teeth all brushed and everything and you're ready to go, you're going to say goodbye.
But brush the fucking teeth.
Of course.
I hate in movies, people just wake up and start going at it in movies. It's like, what? What?
It's my number one problem.
Brush your fucking teeth.
Brush that fucking disgusting mouth of yours.
Yes.
Agree with that. So, but the point is that then people were messaging me. They will remain nameless. People were messaging me and they're like, what are you talking about? I go for 4 to 5 sessions at a time. I love it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with people?
Too much. It's too much.
Two sessions. One at night.
An evening and a morning.
Possibly one in the morning. See how you both feel. Make sure those.
And I will say at this stage in my relationship, one session is all I'm getting.
Of course.
There's not a morning after the night has already happened. It's like, didn't we just do this?
Yes, exactly. Well, let's
the early days, yes. Of course. Two set. No, but not four. Get the fuck out of here with four.
Let's rally back up here this time next week and see if we can do this again. Okay, let's see what's, even though you can't hear the song, let's see what's going on in non-sports. Non-sports, segment, on the Baller
Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports, I do like this jam. Non-sports, I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports, segment.
Nice. Oh. Okay, Ed, what's going on in the world of non-sports?
So we've got 18 to count down here. 18, or maybe it might be 19. I might have fucked up with the numbers. So there was a white supremacist in Texas who was executed like last week or 2 weeks ago. And he made the last meal request. And this is something I didn't know. They stopped doing that because do you remember the truck dragging guys from like 20 years ago?
Yes.
One of the guys, he was finally executed like 7 years ago. And after his final request, they're like, we're done with this shit. They revealed what his request was. He ordered 2 chicken fried steaks with gravy and sliced onions, a triple patty bacon cheeseburger, and a cheese omelet with beef mince, tomatoes, onions, bell peppers, and jalapenos for his last meal. And after that, they're like, what are we doing?
He was a real piece of shit.
Yeah. I think he didn't even eat it. He just wanted to fuck with people. And so they're like, we're not doing this. We're not. So all you guys that are about to be killed, you can blame this truck dragging guy.
I'm pretty the worst. I'm pretty staunchly anti-death penalty, but maybe give him a, you know, and I think that's what they do, like a within reason.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, hey. You know, I'm not going to get you live Maine lobsters. But if you want a Popeye's chicken sandwich, we can send the intern down and he'll wait in line.
Fair. That's fair. Because that's not cruel and unusual. I'm anti-death penalty, and you do know that there definitely are some times where people get executed who didn't commit the crime.
That's
so you cut off all last meals. That's the one last thing you can give this guy before you're incorrectly killing him.
Right. That's right. Sometimes we kill innocent people. So if you're cool with that, if you're cool with the death penalty, you're cool with executing innocent people. That's all there is to it. Innocent people get executed sometimes.
That's 100% correct. There's no denying it.
And also,
you like killing innocent people sometimes.
And also, no civilized country executes.
We got a lot of no civilized country issues.
Take a look at it. Just look at the map.
Civilized country also executes school children and does nothing about gun policy.
There you go. That too.
So there was a pink beer promotion through a brewery, had a pink beer promotion, and a man sued them because it made him feel forced to identify as female. because he wanted the beer, but he didn't want to have the pink beer. And it was, you know, a reminder that if you are a guy, if you're a white guy,
yeah,
you cannot feel oppressed by any of this.
No.
None of it.
No, certainly not by pink beer.
It was a ham-handed fucking brewery promotion, which, you know, you're not helping women out by doing it, but like, buddy, what is this doing?
It sounds kind of gross too. Like, I don't know.
It does.
It feels like it would smell.
But I think it might have even been a pink bottle. I don't think the beer was pink. I think
even then, that's not even bad.
Yeah.
Pink bottle of beer. Just a color, dude.
It's a pretty good. I think it's BrewDog, which is a Scottish brewery. Very good.
I'm in. Yeah, toughen up, buddy.
Yeah. You know, astronauts. We know about the craziness of astronauts from the diaper lady from years ago. Yeah. Well, there was an astronaut that just got in trouble for she accessed her estranged spouse's bank account from the International Space Station.
I saw that. How they have the fucking internet up there?
I was just thinking, I just flew. I tried to use the Wi-Fi on British Airways, and it was once again a reminder that you might as well not try.
No, it never works.
And if it does, it takes – I mean, you're back to the first days of the internet. It takes forever to load, like, a partial page. It's awful. She's tapping into – she's in outer space. She's tapping into bank accounts.
The same goes with airport Wi-Fi, where you're
it might be worse because at least when you're in the air, you're like, well,
yeah,
we're in a weird patch. You're on land. You should definitely be able to get it at an airport, and they're terrible.
The worst, and sometimes they're like, oh, it only works at the gate. Like, you have to be, like, you can't roam away from the gate. You can all, and then when it does work, it barely fucking works. Like, let's get it together. Like, treat it like a utility.
Yeah, it's enough,
the most important thing we have. Like, let's have some fucking Wi-Fi.
Yeah. There were some vultures, vomiting and defecating vultures take over a West Palm Beach luxury home. And the people are like, they can't really use their luxury home anymore.
Well, are there carcasses at their house?
Isn't that what attracts vultures?
And
what's giving the vultures diarrhea?
And also, if they're in Florida, why don't they stand their fucking ground? Like, just fucking kill them, shoot them. I'm sure you could hire somebody to bring over his exotic reptile collection and have him come over on some type of watercraft with his exotic reptiles and take care of your vulture situation.
Yeah. Between that or I know he's not with us anymore. Hire a Kimbo Slice type guy or the bath salts guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are a lot of people that could clear it out.
Well, I don't think Kimbo Slice was.
Oh, I mean, do you remember the size of Kimbo Slice? Yeah, he could definitely fuck up a vulture.
I got to admit, I was pretty into when I found out about the Kimbo Slice video.
When you first found it on like YouTube, it was like a whole new world opened up. Those backyard fights, loved it.
Oh, it was the best. But see, the problem is Kimbo Slice was fighting a bunch of guys that didn't know how to fight. And then he fought that one cop from Boston, and the cop from Boston fucking grabbed him and got him in a chokehold, and all Kimbo's buddies were like, hey, you can't do that. Like, what? It's no holds barred. You can do anything. They started putting him to sleep, and they didn't like
it. And that. Remember then they tried to, like, put him on, like, yeah, they tried to put him on, like, network TV, and he was just getting mashed.
Yeah. He wasn't. It was like when they tried to take that wrestler. There's some wrestler from, like, the play wrestling that you watch when you're a little kid that some people watch when they're adults still. They took a wrestler and they're like, he's going to fight in the UFC now. And it wasn't like Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar was
enormous.
He's an NCAA champion. So like he's also just a fucking like a different species. So yeah, he could fuck people up. But this dude was just like a regular guy that went to the gym a lot. and could like leap off stuff, and they put him in there, and then they're like, oh,
right, he was like, you know, the Eliminator or some, you know, just some like fake guy.
Right. And then they put him in there with a guy who they're like, oh, this guy's just okay. But that guy was the guy had been training martial arts his whole life. So he fucked up the wrestler guy in like 1 second.
All right. We'll keep it related to Florida. Let's get into the world of meth. Australian man crashes $140 million worth of meth into a parked cop car.
Wow. That is
didgeridoo, mate. Yeah,
they call it ice down there, and it's a very popular drug because in Australia you got to import all your drugs unless it's meth.
You can
manufacture that.
Right. So that was a real bad move by that guy crashing into the cop. There was a man in Spain, a Spanish man, accused of upskirting 555 women and posting the videos on porn sites.
This is like so disturbing.
It's so creepy because who's watching? I mean, there are people who are watching this on a porn site where you can watch porn.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, like the early days of the internet, some guy that like lived nearby was going to local malls and he was like putting a camera on his shoe. And this is like pre-GoPro era. You know, it was like one of those like pen cameras or something that like could attach to a cord to it. He had like a whole system set up and he would go on the escalator and like wiggle his foot real close so he could look up chick's skirts. Like, put those guys away forever because they're only going to do worse shit. Like that is,
but it makes me, this story does make me thankful that I don't have weird fetishes because that's the only explanation for this. Because it's just not, if you're on a porn site, why would you go to upskirting videos?
Exactly. I don't.
It's a weird thing.
Would never check that out. Especially when there's delightful massage porn where they use lots of oil on a very juicy bottom and beautiful natural breasts. Like, you can just watch that.
Yes. This story has been a lot in the news the last few days. The toy company Hasbro now owns Death Row Records.
That's pretty funny. Does Death Row have any artists anymore?
No, I don't think so. But I assume they own the catalog, right? Or how does that work?
Yeah. Do they still have
Corrupt? That's fucking, like, that's Tupac and Dre. Like, that's some real shit.
Yeah, Murder Was the Case soundtrack. Like, it was the fucking sound of the 90s.
Now you're going to see some really pretty intense Twister and like Hungry Hungry Hippos commercials because now they got the music rights in there. It's going to be pretty awesome.
There's going to be like a new Ho Barbie come out. Oh, that's Mattel. That's not. Well, they probably got something similar. Bratz dolls or something.
Bratz. Bronx doctors say man has a rare condition where his penis is turning into a bone.
Now
there's a guy who doesn't need the gas station dick pills.
No, he's just, but imagine.
What a drag.
Yeah, because it's just all, it's just like stiff all the time. Like he's got an actual bone in his cock. And now do we know if this is like a Dennis Rodman situation where he's just broken it so many times it's calcified? Yeah,
that sounds like a plausible solution or cause.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's 63, so it's not like he's really doing
using it. Yeah, it's not even a big deal.
Oh no. I wish I didn't click on this.
Yep.
He did have a Rodman-type injury, but not like because he was banging the hell out of some mop.
Sticking something in it.
He was walking on the sidewalk with his cane when he fell onto his buttocks. Shortly thereafter, he started to have left knee pain. And then they did an X-ray, and then they discovered that he had some exceedingly rare condition. There's 40 published cases. So the dude's like a falling down with a cane 63-year-old. So this is not good.
This is when you need a P.T. Barnum, because you could take this guy around the country, and for 50 cents, everybody could come into a tent and take a look at old bone cocks.
Great dude, P.T. Barnum. Really cared about people. Loved his animals. set a tradition of killing elephants.
Sucker born every minute.
What a piece of shit. New Jersey woman wanted a late night hookup, but the guy fell asleep, so she burned down his house.
This is your people, obviously, Jersey. If I were that guy, I'd be smiling on TV right now because everybody in the world knows you got some good ass dick.
Yeah, and she didn't kill him.
No.
And so you got to think like, yeah, I'll get some insurance money out of it. And then the word is out on this dude.
The dick is so good, she'll burn your house down. She's going to get jail some of that dick. Yeah. She's going to get locked up. And I guarantee you, as soon as she gets out, she's going to be headed back looking for that dick. You know what? He's kind of like the human Takalosh, which, by the way, our friend Telly Tuput of the exclusive interview here on the Baller Lifestyle podcast, he alerts me that there's a Takalosh movie either made or coming out. He sent me the trailer, and I couldn't watch
it. I don't know if I can handle something like that.
It looks pretty fucked up. I got to be honest, but if I can see it, we might have
that
to.
That sounds more fucked up than the what's the human centipede? I don't know if I can watch.
We might have to do a Baller Lifestyle podcast review.
Takalosh.
The Takalosh movie.
back to the land down under. Farmers jailed in Australia for smuggling Danish pig semen in shampoo bottles.
Unbelievable. That's just my shampoo. How did they catch him?
Again,
this isn't Danish pig semen, mate. This is my shampoo.
Where's my Pantene?
What if you just happen to like to wash your hair with Danish pig semen?
Yeah, is that a crime? Is loving Danish pig semen in my hair a crime? I don't want to be right.
They have a lot of invasive species down there, so that's I imagine that's the issue.
There is a woman, I mean, the world of love. There's a woman who plans to marry a 91-year-old chandelier named Lemaire.
Hey, get after it. How are they going to consummate that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you think they consummate it with it turned on, like plugged in? Or do you?
That's a good question.
You should probably cut the power before you do anything serious with a chandelier.
There was some kind of documentary about some woman that was married to either the Eiffel Tower. I'm not sure if it was the Eiffel Tower or the Flatiron Building.
I saw one on the Eiffel Tower, but they're out there.
But she's in a friend of mine's AA group, so maybe sounds like she's gotten the help she needs. Not to out her.
She's like really into that movie.
Yeah.
Study finds less men recycle because they don't want to think they're gay.
They want people to think they're gay.
So like, fuck the planet. I'm cool dying in a 1,000-year storm because I don't want to look gay recycling. Who really thinks that?
You know how I know you're gay? Because I saw you put your Bud Light can in the blue bin. Homosexual. You must love sucking dicks. What?
I saw you throw out that newspaper in the green bin. Get out of here, you shirt lifter.
What about guys that drink? Are you familiar with this the spiked seltzer phenomenon, Ed?
I know it's a big deal. I see bigger displays in the store now. People are digging it.
I've known about it for like a week.
I've known about it for maybe a year.
Yeah.
And because I think my sister might like it. But yeah, it's for chicks, right? I don't like seltzer. So what would be – I don't get it. Seltzer to me
really
is –
it's not really seltzer. It's like flavored malt liquor is what it is, right?
So it's like Zima.
Yeah, it's like Zima. It's exactly what it is.
Still a pass on that one.
Yeah, hard pass. I drink beer like a man. And I'm sure there's plenty of gay men that drink beer too.
Of course, South Carolina County Coroner forced to confirm Dairy Queen burgers are not made of human flesh.
Well, it was about time. I was wondering. Also, who gets a burger at Dairy Queen?
You get the fucking Blizzard. Blizzard. You get the Blizzard and you leave.
And what's the deal with the Blizzard? Sometimes I get my kids a Blizzard and I drive through the thing to get them a Blizzard. And when they hand you the Blizzard,
they gotta dump it.
They turn upside down.
Yes. That's the funniest thing. When there's no Dairy Queens by me. There used to be when I was a kid. So I always kind of have like a little fondness of something I used to get when I was 8.
Right.
And so I was in Colorado last year and we went through the drive-thru and the woman hands it to me and then does the fake out and then dumps it just to show that it's thick enough. What is that?
No, I trust you. It comes out of a machine.
It's okay. It's okay.
You don't have to prove it.
This isn't undercover boss. Like you don't need to you don't need to prove it. Just give me the fucking ice cream. Mormon high priest put creepy cam over H&M changing room door.
Well, maybe he was called to do that.
Yeah, apparently Magic Underwear is not doing it for him.
I think there's something in the parts of sex of that religion where you're supposed to confess like all the times you've masturbated and stuff to some old white guy. It's
like Scientology.
Everybody in charge at the Mormon church is a fucking super old, super white dude. And so maybe this guy's like, hey, I'll just put a camera in there just to be sure. Like if they're confessing to me something.
Oh, if the women at check. H&M? The women of H&M right. are confessing. Right. Yes. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Make sure they're wearing their temple garments. How do you know they're going to wear their temple garments unless you put a camera in the changing room?
Yeah. He's just essentially a hall monitor for Utah H&M. Yes, I assume it's Utah. I don't know. Keystone Light, a beer that hopefully nobody has had in many decades.
I was just the other day thinking to myself, do they still make Keystone?
Well, they must because they had a promotion where the contest was they'll pay for a year's worth of rent. Now, here's where it gets very Keystone. Keystone, in the like fine print, said that means $12,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's always – so one time I called a radio show and to answer a question – And it was a trivia question. And I would never do this, except I remember it was a really easy trivia question.
Right.
And no one was answering it correctly. I think it was like, who had the most three-pointers in a playoff game or something? And at the time, it was Dan Marley had the record or something. And no one was saying the right answer. And I'm like, fuck. So I called up and said the right answer. And I won dinner for two at El Torito, which is a local Mexican chain.
Okay.
Right. And I was like 19 or 20.
Okay. So fine. At 19, 20, take a dinner.
For two. And I was like, I'm going to go with one of my buddies and we're going to get some margaritas and I'm going to get dinner for two. And so then they're like, all right, we need your address. And they mailed it to me. You know what came in the mail?
What?
Two $10 gift certificates to El Torito. Dinner for two. Two $10 gift certificates.
That's like I think when I was at every like 5 years, UBS would give you some sort of little prize for working there.
Baller and bank that Ed Daly used to work at.
Yeah. After 5 years, they gave $100 Tiffany's gift certificate. You could buy a fucking keychain.
Right. Yeah. Well, you could put it towards something. You could take your big ass bonus that you get. And use and take $100 off the bill.
But still, that was like the most expensive Christmas I ever bought from Michelle because it was like, well, I'll use it towards something. But everything cost fucking a fortune.
Yes. Yeah. Everything's like $1,200. So you make it $1,100.
You can buy a spoon, a keychain, or you can spend $100 towards something that costs $500.
Right. Exactly.
There was a Tennessee Catholic priest who got rid of a new black cleaner at his parish, and he was blaming his racist dog. He said he has no problem, but his dog just has a thing that he doesn't like black people.
Was his dog called Nathan Bedford Forrest?
That's right. We know they still celebrate it there.
Right.
Come here, Nathan. Who's a good boy, Bedford Forrest? a Belgian man, he recently attempted to break the Guinness World Record of sitting on a toilet for 165 hours. Now, unfortunately, only made it to 116, but then later learned there is no such toilet sitting record. So he spent 116 hours
But he's got the record.
He's got the record, but yeah. I mean, what is 116 hours is what, 4 and change days?
Yeah.
It's not five days. 4 and change days.
Did he have one of those very unhygienic padded seats that they used to rock in the 70s?
Oh, and my in-laws' house?
Yeah.
So gross. So gross. You sit and then it just like sinks down.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh God. It's such a horrible feeling. And Guinness World Records are pointless.
Of course.
You know, nobody cares. Unless you're the Fat and Motorcycle Twins.
Of course.
Or the Long Fingernails or Wadlow, Robert Wadlow.
Wadlow.
Nobody's tuning to those pages. They're not looking for anything but those things.
The real tall guy or the real fat guy. That's all anybody cares about.
That's right.
Walter Hudson.
Yeah, Walter Hudson. A Florida man was arrested after a botched home castration on a man he met via the dark web eunuch fetish site.
Hey, no harm, no foul.
They're
both into it.
I mean, botched home castration.
Yeah.
How do you botch it? I mean, I assume he mangled something.
Yeah. The balls.
So partially. I mean, he did like half a good job.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna name this episode that.
The botched home castration.
I'm making a note right now. Okay, one more.
Or dark web eunuch fetish site. That might be. We'll finish on a scientific study. Greek Orthodox priest said gay people are caused by pregnant women having anal sex.
Interesting. What's the science behind that? Should we look into it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because there's just good science,
right? And I mean, if you look into science, why wouldn't you look into Greek Orthodox priests?
Right.
Because they seem to know what's going on. I went to a Greek Orthodox wedding one time.
Very long.
Long. Long and a lot of candles.
Oh, no. Awful.
Yeah, it was a lot going on. It was a long, sad experience for me.
I bet the food was amazing.
No. No, I think it was not Greek food at the reception. It was like tilapia or duck. Oh, some slimy duck. It was terrible.
Joining us now is everybody's favorite pop culture correspondent. Been a while since we had her on the show. Of course, I am talking about Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Hi, guys. Welcome back, hey, Ed. How's
Thank
your trip?
You.
Did you have fun?
It was good. It was good. It was long.
Yeah.
How long were you gone for? 3 years.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
Felt like
quite a while. He was in England.
I know. I followed all Ed's adventures
Italy.
On the gram.
Yes. Amazing. quick email. Okay. Ballers and Kate. Hashtag current episode. Hashtag every episode. Hashtag Friday Facts. Loved your episode with Travis Rogers. We miss him here in Houston and the Friday Facts as well, even though he disses the hell out of Texas. Enjoy paying all those state income taxes in California, T-Raj. Texas loves not having state income taxes. I think a great movie for y'all to review would be Risky Business. Great movie, great lines, great cast, great story, and Rebecca De Mornay, daughter of Wally George. Just a thought, Doug. That's from Doug, the Canadian living in Houston. I'll be honest, never seen Risky Business.
I've never seen it.
Booger's
it's a good
it.
Movie. I just think the problem, is, and maybe that would work, but we've only done one good movie. Like Fast Times.
We did Back to the Future.
Oh yeah. No. We did. Do we do the? No, we did two.
No, we did.
Back, we did the first one.
Yeah, we did OG because that dude that runs the page was supposed to share it.
Oh
on
yeah,
his page, and
then and
he never did.
And then he disappeared.
Yeah.
But anyway. But overall,
too good
like,
a movie.
It might just be like I don't know. I haven't seen it in years, but
we did.
It was just
times.
Kind of
Fast
like a,
Times is hilarious, but
right. That's
a lot
but
of
I'm saying
that
that's the one. That's the one that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It gets boring Maybe. If there's not. There's a sweet spot because you want a kind of a bad movie, but you don't want it like Howard the Duck, which
I can't
is
believe right. you guys did Howard
it was the
Duck.
Worst fucking Stupid. Thing I've ever seen. And it was like
it was boring too.
So boring, too bad to make fun of. It was a mascot that liked to fuck a lot. And also,
yeah, a movie
Tim
like
Robbins
Running Man is good.
I will
because
say.
It's like yeah. silly but entertaining.
Running Man's kind of good. It kind of holds up.
Yes.
Like the special effects aren't really there, but in terms of like a futuristic sci-fi thing, is kind of good.
But there's plenty to bust on.
And Dawson, amazing. We've done a lot of good movies on the show. There will be more to come for sure. Okay, Kate. Ed and I don't know what's going on in the world of gossip.
I thought you were
going
to do an email.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
I just read it. That whole thing I just read about Travis Rogers and you should review Risky Business. And then at the end it said, Doug, the Canadian
hey,
living in Houston.
I remember now.
That was the email. Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture?
So many things. Okay. Let's kick this off with Robert De Niro's company has had to file a $6 million lawsuit against a former employee accusing her of embezzling money and binge watching Netflix while on the job. Sounds like something I would do. I'm not a criminal.
Amazing.
What is the job responsibility?
Yeah, he didn't give her enough to do.
Okay, so Canal Productions, De Niro's loan out company, hired her. Firstly, I think she was brought on to be his assistant, and then they promoted her to vice president of production and finance. Her 2019 salary was $300,000.
Oh my goodness.
That's some good money.
The company
to watch Netflix?
She rarely came into the office, alleges she spent astronomical amounts of time watching Netflix during work hours, alleges that during a four-day period in January, she watched 55 episodes of Friends.
Oh my
On
God.
One of those days, she ordered lunch from Caviar San Francisco and had dinner at Paola's restaurant, both upscale eateries, charging both meals on the company card. Over another four-day period in March, she allegedly watched 20 episodes of Arrested Development and 10 episodes of Schitt's Creek.
That's a lot of TV.
I would watch those. It's a lot,
and it seems like a pretty cushy job. Or pretty good job that she just pushed way too far.
Watching shows on Netflix was not in any way part or related to the duties or responsibilities of her employment.
How do they know what she watched? How does that work?
They probably,
subpoenaed her Netflix viewing history. That's crazy.
The suit also alleges that she made almost $13,000 in unauthorized charges at Paola's restaurant over a two-year period. Really likes Paola's.
Yeah, Paola sounds pretty good.
In addition to almost $9,000 at Dean and DeLuca and Whole Foods and $32,000 for Ubers and taxis.
Yeah.
This is the best part, though. In her resignation email, Robinson allegedly brushed off concerns about spending and other issues as ridiculous and later drafted a recommendation letter for herself, which De Niro refused to sign.
Yeah. Here's a problem with jobs. Like,
she's like, whatever.
But this isn't, she's not like working at a factory or something. Like, this is the kind of job where you're going to meetings and you're going out of town and it's like, you're not
entertaining.
Right. Like, when are you working and when are you not working? Because you're kind of always working. So, this is going to be harder to prove than it seems because, you know, it's just that kind of job. But also, it's a lot of Friends.
I was going to say, she should maybe get checked out because that's too much Friends.
There's so
it
much,
just wasn't that good of a show.
And there's so much new shit to watch. I can't keep up with all the new shit.
Such a problem. There's too much content.
I follow someone on Instagram, like an actor.
Yeah.
And she's always talking about how she's fucking watching Friends all the time on TV.
I mean, some people love Friends, but it's not. I don't have enough time.
I commented when I did my little segment from Europe. People wear Friends t-shirts.
That's crazy.
I mean, it seemed like 1 out of 10 people, young people, were wearing Friends t-shirts in Italy, in London, in Croatia, just wherever you went.
It's become like that retro nostalgic kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not that cool of a show. It's just pretty good sometimes, bad a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Not certainly not 55 episodes worth.
One of the most annoying theme songs ever.
Worst song.
Horrible song. And
Ross,
Joey
also Ross.
Ross was terrible. Joey was like a gorilla after about three episodes.
Yes.
And the haircuts, like the Rachel, and don't sleep on Monica's haircut. That was no picnic either.
Yeah.
Phoebe.
And Phoebe with a bang.
Phoebe was like she was a slow adult. Right, like they weren't
right.
Really
her, she
that.
And Joey right. weren't like humans anymore. Like they're no. humans yeah. is the wrong word. They weren't. They weren't functioning.
They
like there's
special.
No way they could function in the world.
No.
And what about the dude that like ran the coffee shop that had a, he like had a thing for Rachel? He was kind of like a stalker.
Yeah.
But then he wasn't on the show all the time. But he was on the show sometimes. How does that work?
Don't remember.
You're just like on call. Hey, we need you on Thursday.
It was.
Isn't that like Ralph Mouth?
I mean. I don't have things committed to memory. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't? Mm-mm. Gunther, I think he was called.
Oh, yeah. I kind
of yeah. Yeah.
Did he have, he was like bald head?
Yeah. Anyway, so now we've started watching Succession. Ed, could
oh,
you ever,
I like that.
Do you have a review of Succession? Because we're like one episode in and it's kind of good.
No, I'm going to keep
I watching. Really enjoyed the first season and I'm half, I just started last night to watch season two. So I watched half of season two, episode one, but I like the show.
Great. I find it very stressful to have to watch more things. And now
great
I'm,
actors.
He was really like resisting me hard to watch the Succession show. And I'm like, dude, we don't have any more shows. There's none starting.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. There's just so many shows, though.
So many
I get
shows.
It. It's
so
daunting.
Shows.
Yeah, but there's
it's one thing with Fleabag,
really...
and it's like six half-hour episodes, and then you're done.
There's nothing we have in the rotation or that's at the top of the must-list watch, so I added this to our...
I like Succession with
Brian
Cox, the original Hannibal Lecter.
Do you say Succession or Succession?
But are you
succession.
Talking about the South? Like secede?
No, you succession. Say succession. Stop saying
no,
succession.
Hey, I say it how I say it.
Well, you're saying
I'm not
it wrong.
Be fucking
you're saying
shamed.
You're saying it like
you're
Robert E. Lee is
the
star
the
of the show.
Succession.
Shamer of people.
We're seceding from the union.
You're saying I'm saying it wrong.
Yes.
It's succession.
You're doing it wrong. Yes. Suck.
I like
succession.
Hey, nobody likes a good succession more than I do.
Stay
okay?
So
that's
just blows my mind.
Speech
why
rights.
You say it wrong?
We need slaves.
Succession. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Well, build me a fucking statue then.
Right.
Okay. What else, Kate?
All right. Some people are touring Wayne Newton's former residence, Plaza Shenandoah, where he lived for over 40 years, but sold it in 2010 to investors who converted it into a tourist spot and museum. They were touring it, and the 15-year-old daughter was bitten by a like monkey that was just roamed around.
Yeah, you can't have a monkey.
His pet
monkey.
Yeah, no.
They're good at ripping off faces.
Oh, yeah.
Not
no, that was
a
chimp.
Leash, and it
but
attacked
a monkey could fuck you
girl,
up.
Girl Genevieve without provocation. The monkey's, it's a Capuchin monkey called Boo. And Boo bit her on the right wrist.
I've watched the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Eddie Murphy. He talks about being at Michael Jackson's house towards the end of Bubbles' span there. He's like, yeah,
like
you had
to
be warned
rain.
To stay away from Bubbles.
Bubbles had a rain at Neverland.
Yeah, but a chimp is fucking...
A chimp
has,
will rip your face off.
Oh, yeah, it's got chimp strength.
Remember
could,
that story?
Yeah, it could rip your arms off.
At San Diego?
Yeah, it was out here. He
wait,
he
was Bubbles a monkey like, or a
chimp?
It was a chimp.
There was a story about a woman who had a chimp somewhere down in Southern California.
Yeah, I think it was like Riverside.
And it... What happened? It ripped the neighbor. Her friend was over.
No. You're conflating two chimp attack stories. So there was one in Connecticut.
Sorry, chimp.
Where the friend came over to like
That's
clean.
That's
the
one
the
I
house.
Yes. talk about.
Yeah, and it just took off her face.
Chewed off her face, but she got a face transplant. The other one was some guy down
there.
Yeah,
it looked great.
I don't know about that one. I just know about the face.
He was visiting his former pet chimp. And he went and he gave it a cake and the rest of the chimps were fucking pissed that they didn't get any cake.
Well, what? Do you know nothing about chimps? That's
so,
not what you do.
Because they're fucking almost human, they figured out how to unlock the gate and they unlocked the gate and they came and fucking bit the guy's dick and all his fingers off and a lot of his face. Yeah. Dick, fingers, face.
I've
all
never
gone.
Heard that story.
Monk,
is that an urban legend?
No, it's real. Monk
bit off his dick and all his face.
Yeah. Look it up.
I'm going to Google that.
Monkeys also can be kind of intimidating. They're pretty gross and little, but you're not supposed to look them in the eyes.
You're not supposed to do a lot.
They scratch, right?
Yeah.
I've had them be very aggressive towards me in Bali.
Yes.
I went to a temple where a bunch of them live. And they would they rip shit off you, like your sunglasses off your head.
Yep.
They'll snatch your iPhone out of your hand.
They'll jump right up on you. What if you had an Android, though? Would they snatch your Android and they'd be like, what's this piece of shit? And just give it right back to you?
Fuck monkeys.
Or just throw it in the river? And they're like, I can't even sell this.
They're
like, fuck this Android piece of shit. It's basically a flip phone. And
so
then they just
this person's suing the company that owns Wayne Newton's former residence.
Question about Wayne Newton. So
his face is starting to look like a bit of a monkey.
Well, he's got to be 95 years old.
Very puffy.
Yeah. Oh, very puffy. He's got all the injections. So in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, talk about
Don Shane, was he like 12 when he sung that?
So I always thought that was a broad singing that song. And I'm like,
but that's the only thing he's famous for, right?
He's famous. He's lip syncing this chick's singing. And then someone's like, no, that's Wayne Newton. And I'm like, Wayne Newton's a dude. And it must have been like when he was a little kid, he sang that song. Or is Wayne Newton a castrata?
I've never heard a Wayne Newton song.
Well, Wayne Newton.
Don't know.
You know. Wayne Newton.
Yes?
Don't forget, he killed... Who was the James Bond before Brosnan? Oh, it's killing me. He was only in two James Bond.
Timothy Dalton.
Dalton. He was the villain. I think he was like... He and... Robert Davi were the villains of Timothy Dalton. And they're like, you know what? We're getting rid of everybody as part of this, and we're moving on to Pierce Brosnan.
Robert Davi's the best. He was also the bad guy in Showgirls. Oh, Kate's announced that we should review Showgirls on this show, and I don't think that's a bad idea.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a story about man attacks chimp over birthday cake.
Yeah, but the chimp attacked the man.
The man attacked the chimp?
What?
Buddy, just go get a new cake.
Also, a chimp...
Well, I started typing in man
attack. Yeah, not attack a chimp.
A chimp will fuck you up. Stay away from a chimp. They're super strong.
Man who lost face in 05 mauling.
How good was that cake?
New chimpanzee victim.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to read more about that later.
Okay, man. What else, Kate?
Mario Lopez...
Yeah.
His Mario. Wikipedia
page. Wearing a
wrestling singlet? East Coast pronunciation, Mario.
Mario's Wikipedia page has been altered to refer to him as a transphobic and misogynistic American actor and entertainment journalist.
I mean, calm down. You got to watch what you say, but come on. He seems like a very nice person.
He's a nice person who's a very cool Trump supporter.
Is he? No, he's not.
Yeah, he's a conservative.
Mario Lopez? He's Mexican.
It says in this article.
Oh, my God. What's
anyway,
the world
he's been
to?
Criticized for claiming it's dangerous for parents to support children who identify as transgender. He made these comments during an appearance on something called the Candace Owens Show.
Oh, she's like a
Trump person. She's a huge piece of shit.
Fuck Mario Lopez.
If you appear on the Candace Owens Show, you are a piece of shit.
I was just about to defend him.
During the 40-minute interview, Owens brought up the weird Hollywood trend of stars like Charlize Theron saying their children are picking their gender. She also says some other shit. I'm not going to quote that. And then Lopez chimed in. I'm kind of blown away, too. Look, I'm never one to tell anyone how to parent their kids, obviously, and I think you come from a place of blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, my God, if you're 3 years old and saying you're feeling a certain way, blah, blah, blah. He's basically saying when you're that young, you can't choose. Kind of agree, but at a certain point, like, you just got to let it play out.
Yeah, let it play out.
3 is too young, obviously.
Let it play out.
Bigger problem, he conflated gender identity with sexual orientation. Not too bright. Saying when you're a kid, you don't know anything about sexuality yet. You're just a kid. Yes, Mario, that is correct.
Yes.
This is the important thing about Mario Lopez. He doesn't know shit, so he shouldn't be opining on shit.
Yeah, and this Owens person compared a child expressing a gender identity different than the one assigned at birth to calling themselves a mermaid and accused parents who indulge such behavior of narcissism.
Well, she's just trying to be outrageous. remember when Mario Lopez?
And then he said, wait. He said, Lopez told Owens that his older kids don't associate with children who are trans or gender non-binary.
Oh.
They don't kick it with those kids.
Oh, really? What if they're in their class? They just ignore them? And also, do they even know?
The little kid. And what if they... What if they're nice? You should just shun them?
It's just a human being. Remember when Mario Lopez got married to that the Doritos chick? Allie Larder? Nope. Allie Larder's hot too, but she's Varsity Blues. Allie...
On what movie?
She was the Doritos commercial girl.
I know who you're
girl.
Talking about.
Allie Larder.
Yeah. No, Dorito- that's... Ver-
Toast-
Did you not just hear
Tostitos, right?
I wasn't listening. Was I was reading something.
Girl. Doritos. Huh. Allie,
the one he was married to,
Landry. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's it either. Oh my god, everyone in our audience is saying what her name is. Doritos girl.
People are screaming. At
Allie
us right
Doritos
now.
Girl is
Allie Landry.
Landry.
Yeah,
she was so banging.
She was cute.
She was
he
so.
Got rid of her and
no,
he, has
he didn't get rid of her. He got married to her. And then
what didn't he cheat on her at the bachelor party? And then
that's what I mean by getting rid of her. He fucked it up.
Shortly after they were married, she found out he fucked a hooker.
Well, he's a man of God
at his bachelor party.
He's a nice
in
Christian
Acapulco,
conservative guy.
And she was Miss Louisiana Teen USA. Very beautiful, Allie Landry. And she's moved on. Good for her.
Look. Also, sorry to gloat, but I love nothing more than a good Christian conservative behaving like
well,
that.
Just any hypocrite. I would agree with that.
Well, I mean, I particularly like that brand of hypocrite.
She's 5'8", and Mario Lopez is not 5'8", so
do
that's a weird...
Do you want to see like, who he's toting around now?
It's a weird pairing.
Hey, Preppy!
Breeding with?
Yes. Well, good for him.
Downgrade.
What else, Kate?
Sorry, that was mean.
Yes.
She's a lovely lady.
Yeah, I'm sure she's nice.
Well, this might be my favorite story.
Yes.
So remember when A$AP Rocky was like he was in jail awaiting trial in Sweden for some like assault charges?
He got kind of a raw deal. He got an extremely
raw
deal.
It was just like a fight between people, right?
Yeah, but they kicked some guy and beat him.
But he was provoked.
Yeah, but they probably got laws about how you can
respond.
With a provocation,
yeah,
a verbal provocation.
There's no Swedish stand your ground.
Sure. So he was languishing in Swedish jail.
Yeah.
And his people had, you know, reached out to the White House to see if the orangutan in chief might want to help out. Yeah. And
oh, he jumped on it.
He jumped on it
that
because
kind
he
of stuff
thought,
gets headlines.
This is going to give me some street cred with black voters.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
That's what the story here from Vice News says.
Yeah.
He wanted a thank you after.
Well, yes.
So he didn't really actually do anything. Like, I think he.
Well, he tried to
something.
Make a demand that he just wasn't going to get answered.
And you know what? Like, it played its course, you know, it ran its course and Rocky came home.
Yep.
The White House really wanted him to make a public thank you.
Yes, and he did. So he called up and he was like,
and he did
Mr. Trump, oh.
He didn't at all.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, kind of rude, but at the same time, Trump.
Not rude.
So, and Trump didn't really do anything anyway. So what are you saying
thanks
for?
He made some stupid tweets. Yeah.
So apparently he and his team just stopped replying to the White House texts.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
And emails. So
okay, free ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, and you know, keep in mind anybody who's still on the MAGA train, he's now getting policy ideas from the movie Sharknado with the bombing hurricanes, bombing storms.
Yeah. What else, Kate?
It was a Breaking Bad movie.
Oh, yeah. They shot it in secret.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
And it's like soon, right?
On Netflix, October 11th.
Yeah.
It follows Jesse Pinkman.
Here's the problem. Here's,
I need to go and watch the last episode because I can't really remember what happened.
But here's the problem.
Some shootout.
That Jesse Pinkman, other than the wife's sister-in-law, I can't remember her name, is basically the worst part of the whole show. Like, Walter White is the guy you want to watch.
Well, like,
and he's not going to be there.
Well, no, we don't know. He's been very quiet about whether he is or isn't.
Because
so we don't know.
Here's
he
the
appeared
problem
to die in the last episode, but maybe not.
He might not. It might be part of the surprise is that, you know, he pops up.
Yeah. Ed?
Here's the problem. The show ended about as good as a show can end.
I agree.
So anything else,
big letdown.
You're really looking to fuck it up.
I'm kind of with you there. Kinda
well, this, I feel like this is separate to the show.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm not that worried about it fucking up the show.
Well, it's kinda,
and also this is written and directed by Vince Gilligan.
He's great.
So, you know, maybe it's good.
I mean, the what's the one? Better Call Saul is a completely different tone. You know, it's got the same characters, but it's a completely different show, a totally different tone, and it's great.
And it's a spin-off.
It's great, and it's different.
Yeah. Spinoffs are never usually that good.
I trust this Vince Gilligan guy.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
That's it
for the news tonight.
I feel like I gave you.
You gave me one more, but I didn't want to do it.
Oh, which one? Because it was about Rita Ora's bikini again.
No, but don't send me.
Oh, I saw some good pictures in the British papers of her.
I already heard you talking about massage porn and oiled up butts.
Yes,
so I'm good.
Right. That's the kind of porn.
No, it was about Chris Soules from The Bachelor getting some probation.
Oh, yeah. He got off.
He got a plea deal.
He murdered a guy.
He did.
He's
not going to have to do
it. Here's what I always say. Here's my number one rule if you're going to do a murder or a manslaughter.
Do it in
a small town.
Small town in Iowa.
Don't do it where they have big town cops. No. You need small town cops that have never seen a dead body before. That's the key. Always do your murders in small towns.
Hang on, but do not commit the crime in small or be around a crime in small town Italy.
Oh, that's a good point.
Foxy Noxy.
That's a good. Well, you can't.
That is such a good documentary. I might need to watch that again.
Can't have had sex and then have your roommate murdered, because if your roommate's been murdered and you've had sex, then you're probably guilty because you're a slut.
Yes.
And sluts need to be in prison because they probably do murders because they're so sex crazed.
Well, they also make men do murders because they're sexy women.
The killer left his shit in the toilet of the murder scene,
that's a big clue.
They still arrested the roommate, and they're like, well, they must have done it together. Okay. That's it. Ed?
I mean, that is it.
Great to have you back.
But don't say it like that.
Good to be back.
Yes. Kate McManus?
I wasn't even gone.
You were
for that
also
long.
Here?
Also, you never invite me on.
Yes, I do.
You do weird movie stuff.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I can't.
Right.
You did one of the movies.
Yes.
I did, and it was one of the best episodes
and
ever.
And also, you did an episode, a one-on-one episode with me a month ago.
So why are you saying at the beginning haven't
been on a couple weeks?
That's true.
Yeah. I can't remember, to be honest. It's been at least, you weren't here last week.
Anyway, it's good to be back.
Yeah. All right. For Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 283 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week.
You know that my married name is Beckner.
Goodbye.
Sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.